It's a 90s country day here on the Chasing Big Joe show, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. It was an exciting day for our city yesterday. To talk more about that, we bring in the CEO of the Nashville Predators, Sean Henry, who is on the line with us. Sean, when I got wind of this news of what Governor Haslam was going to do in a bid for a WNBA team, I'm going to be honest, I was pretty pumped. I texted you about it yesterday. This is exciting.
You know, it really is exciting. And, you know, Bill and Chrissy are just special. They really are. And, you know, when he laid out what we're going to do and why chase this, it wasn't just we should do this for the right reasons. It wasn't just a good investment. It wasn't just that we have, you know, the best venue in America to play it in, the best city. It was really a mixture of all four of those. But this doesn't happen without, you know, their vision and saying it's time. Let's break through the noise of, you know, when are we going to get a professional women's sports team in the state of Tennessee? Let it be us. Let us step into that void and do it. A lot of people have been pushing for this for a while. And, you know, we helped fund a few studies years ago. And it doesn't matter what the study says. We know how great Nashville is. We need an owner that's going to step forward and say, I'm willing to do this. And again, Bill and Chrissy came to the table and then have put together this ensemble of other owners that makes us so different, special. Probably going to be another name or two to drop in the coming weeks. And I'm excited about it. You know, I'm an old man now. And for me to get excited about, you know, more events coming to the building, you know, it's got to be special. And I just can't wait.
Okay, so people are, you know, asking the question of, with obviously his ownership of the Predators and being a part of that, and then obviously, you know, you and Michelle have kind of been in front of this, that how is that all going to work? It's two different entities, even though obviously you all with the Predators and Bridgestone Arena are kind of helping with this, correct?
Well, I love you and all, but have people really been asking you that? Come on now, Chase. That's a good setup and a tease, but the mythical people have been saying that. My gosh.
Hey,
like
my mother is not a mythical person, okay?
she is after giving birth to your big old head. It's two separate entities. Now, with that said, there's some crossover, of course, with commonality and ownership with Bill and Chrissy. We're the host venue. You know, we're going to have to do some things in the building to make us a little bit more friendly. But, you know, for basketball, they just build out a whole new dedicated locker room. We're also creating a new locker room for the Preds. But over the next 5 years, we're going to be putting close to $1 billion into the building. And we're not renovating the building. It's really building a new building almost as we play hockey and host concerts. So, of course, we're hosting it. SS&E, which does some external sales and marketing that we formed a few years ago. We do Austin Peay, run the Ford Ice Centers, run F&M Bank Arena. That'll probably end up doing some crossover sales and marketing as well. But they'll be dedicated employees to that entity as well. So we'll work very closely together. Really not that different than we do the SEC tournament, for example. So it's exciting for the building. You know, we'll be adding, you know, at least 22 events early on. Maybe that season grows, ideally some playoff games. But what I'm really excited about it, and you know how I feel about our events and games, they all build off of each other. The more successful our crowds are for hockey, the more concert tickets you can sell to that crowd. A sold-out concert allows you to sell more hockey tickets, and they grow together. This, the WNBA season, will be launching when we start our playoffs, pretty much. We'll be launching our season when they're going into their playoffs. So those two seesaws bouncing off each other allow both playoff years, both opening days, to be that much bigger and more special. You'll have some great crossover and, you know, stars and people that want to be at both games. You know, you'll have some natural overlay in season ticket holders between us, SC, the Titans, the Sounds, all the great colleges in town, and the Summit. And the key is we have to win the bid first, by the way. But you know how optimistic I am on all things. It's stiff, stiff competition. I mean, the other groups that we know of, at least, they're all really good groups in great cities. But again, I'll bet on Nashville every single day against anybody.
Well, yeah, because you're Sean Henry, man. So don't take no. You're not going to take no doing this. All right, so let me ask you. So you got Peyton Manning, you got McGraw and Faith Hill and Candace Parker. And I don't know if you could answer to this, but it's also in the release that Pat's son Tyler is aware of this and consulted with the Haslams. I know why it's important, but tell us why it's important that he's in on this too as well, Sean, if you can.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's his name, you know, and again, Tyson became so natural. I forget how it got kicked around, the name. But, you know, obviously there's double entendre with, you know, we're going to be the top of the heap, if you will, going to reach the summit with this team. When you think about basketball, not women's basketball, when you think about basketball, if Pat Summitt's name doesn't come into your mind pretty quickly, then you don't know basketball. I mean, it really is that right. Simple. And she's the greatest coach in basketball history. Not the greatest college coach, not the greatest female coach, the greatest coach. And I'll put that against anyone, you know, from Riley to, you know, Cigar Smoker, Allback, you know, anybody. And she's the very, very best. And it's not just what she did on the court and what she did against a lot of odds when she started coaching in the early 70s. It's every one of her players graduated. I mean, you talk about excellence.
Yeah.
I mean, again, forget about multiple championships and undefeated this and that and setting the standard. And look at her coaching tree. It's incredible. Or the players that played for her have gone on to do incredible things. Every single player that played for her graduated. That's what you want to be with a franchise. You want to be the very, very best of what you are. And so we're very just grateful that he didn't just embrace it. I mean, he had some quotes yesterday that obviously were moving, but he was so grateful to the Haslams for paying us homage. And I'm sorry, homage, I should say.
There you go.
But in reality, it's all of us that are grateful to him for saying, yeah, I mean, I want you to use the name because it means so much. And it's exciting. It really, really is.
I agree with you. Now, here's something else. The bid was due yesterday. Did we submit it? Did you give it to an intern and did he fax it, or how'd we do this? How'd we get the bid in?
You know what? We were licking a lot of stamps yesterday on a pretty fat envelope, and I just hope it got there. I don't know, man.
Now, how's that process work? I mean, I know it's already submitted, but was that a hard stop date of like, it's got to be in today no matter what?
Yeah, like with any bid, whether you're doing NCAA bids or, you know, I guess bid on eBay. You know, there's an end time, and the bids are due at X, and you need to get it in before then. And we made sure ours was in a little bit early, just to make sure, you know.
Yeah.
Internet goes down, you see people running through the city going on and on. But now we had some fun with the submission. And again, I don't like talking about the submission all that much because it is a competitive process.
Sure.
You know, you don't want to, you know, tip your hand and say, you know, we did this or this or this or what the numbers are. Because you don't want to wake up anyone else and have them say, oh, my gosh, we should, you know, do this as well. So
yeah, too late, other cities.
The package was delivered.
Yeah.
We landed.
Right. All right, so the WNBA is a hot product. It's on fire right now. Would there be any chance they'd move that start date up a year, or is it set in stone 2028?
Well, even if things are set in stone, I've seen stone change, right?
There we go.
No, but I mean, right now we're following what has been laid out. But you know, they have a new team coming on this year, I think in Golden State, and then next year you have Portland and Toronto joining. And you know, it's just natural for the team to come at that time. You know, for us, you know, the building will pretty much be shut down summers of 26 and 27 for some of the transformations we've talked about. But if they called us tomorrow and said, hey, by the way, you got a team, but you're starting next week, we'd be ready. If they called and said, you know, it's 27, 28, 29, you know, if we get an opportunity to host the team and be awarded team for Nashville, we're in. And so to me, it doesn't matter if it started in 25, 26, 27, 28. Let's just go. It's going to be fun.
Sean Henry is with us on the program. So talking a little hockey for a second, we're excited to go with you guys next week to Chicago. I know you do these trips with different partners and things throughout the year. I actually, when we were leaving the Omni yesterday, I was loading up my car and I look back and I see Barry Trotz, who was there as well. So I talked to him for a second. This is going to be kind of fun to see, and we'll be doing our show from Chicago. You know what it's like on the road.
Yeah, I hope you didn't tell Barry you were going. I haven't told him yet. Hopefully, I'll just sneak you in the back and he wouldn't see you guys. You're both hard to hide, though.
He's always told me I can go, but I have to sit next to him where he can watch me.
That's funny. He's excited about it. you know, this is one of those special trips. You know, we use a different plane a few times a year to take some of our larger premium partners and sponsors. And it's pretty unique to travel with the players. It really is. It's fun to see how things move. And it's kind of incredible. We take it for granted, but for those that don't see it all the time, it's pretty special. What you do still need from you guys, your dietary needs and concerns, and then your bathrobe sizes for the team, you know, the gold.
Already submitted. Already this morning. That's what we did. It's already in.
Hey, are we going to see your old mentor and boss up there?
Who, mine? Oh.
How many people do you know that work in Chicago that used to be your boss?
Well, you said mentor.
I'm just curious how long that list is there.
Yeah. You said mentor. You lost me at mentor.
Burn him.
Oh, all right.
Ryaporth, of course. Yeah, I'm sure he'll be around.
Well, I think I'm trying to hook up with a couple of old high school friends. That if you have a chance to meet them, you'll understand why I'm wired the way I am now. We'll see.
All right. Well, I look forward to it as well. Predators back in action tonight. A little road trip to Buffalo and then Pittsburgh tomorrow. And hopefully 4 points. When I did say to Barry when I saw him, I said, hey, have fun. I know it's the dad's trip. Bring back 4 points. And he said he was going to work on it. So that's the hope, right?
Yeah, you know, it really is a fun weekend trip. You know, it's such an odd schedule. We played on a Wednesday, then we played on Monday, and then, you know, Friday, Saturday, back-to-back games 2 weeks in a row. But this one's special. You know, a lot of the dads were here on Wednesday night too. And it's always fun to see it. You know, I've been on that trip most years. I just can't make it work this year. And it is so much fun to see the dads or the moms when we do that trip watch their kids as if they're still 7, 8, 9 years old. The same way, you know, we used to watch Little League games or my own kids playing hockey. You know, you yell the same way, you fear the same way. But the other is the players normally step it up a little bit, right? Because it's special. Yeah. It's a payback time, you know, for those 5:36, 6:30 a.m. drives to the rink. And it is a great trip. It really is. And next week will be fun, too. But this is a big weekend. You know, you get 4 points, then you start looking at the playoffs differently. If you don't, then you're starting looking at those teams that you're battling for a lottery pick for, if you will. So it's a big, big weekend. As you know, I'm pretty optimistic still. We've been playing some nice hockey since mid-December, and it's a lot more fun, you know, winning, you know, 3 out of 4 games than the other way around. So hopefully that continues this weekend into Monday, and then when I'm hanging out with you guys in the Windy City.
You mentioned the schedule. Is that just a product of, you know, with the new TV partners, or I guess they're not new anymore, but with TNT and ESPN and just more, they're trying to get these teams exposed more to a national audience? Is that why the schedule's kind of, you know, because forever it was Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, you kind of figured the Predators were going to be playing.
Yeah, we still normally follow that, you know, pattern for home games with, you know, a little blip like right now. But, yeah, like Monday, we're the only game on it, I believe. Which is nice. You want to be showcased around. So Wednesday were, you know, featured in Hockey Night in Canada, up and down on their Wednesday night rivalries, I guess it's called. But yeah, when you have three dynamic partners, you know, carrying your games across, you know, two countries, it shifts around a little bit. And it's worth it, you know, for that extra exposure. There's no doubt about it. Or you can fall back on what, you know, most talking heads do. The league must hate us. That's why they're doing this. And you know, you get a lot of funny emails and tweets and texts. Like Wednesday, what's wrong with you, President? Why are we playing at 8 o'clock? You know, and that was from Jared Stillman, by the way. My kids got to go to bed.
Of course.
He's like an old man already, screaming from the porch. And the funny thing is, we played in California last week, and someone was so mad that the game didn't start till 9 o'clock. I was like, well, it's 7 o'clock in California. I mean, you can't play at 3 o'clock there. So, no, it's fun to be showcased, and that's where we are. You know, our record's not exactly where we want it. But I'll tell you, the league sure does showcase us in a lot of big moments, and we appreciate that.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you, Sean. I know it's an exciting time, not only for the hockey team, but hopefully a new women's basketball team with that bid being submitted yesterday. Thanks so much for doing this, and we will see you next week.
Yes.
Yeah, I look forward to it. Hey, but before we leave, there is an opening day on Wednesday over at Memorial Auditorium, whatever it's called, with that basketball league. So I hope to see you guys there, too. If someone asks me what's the best way to support this bid, well, stop sending me your resumes to be our coach or GM or player reels. Show up. You know, start selling out every female basketball game in the town, and that sure does help push things forward. So I'll see you guys Wednesday night for a doubleheader, I hope.
Absolutely. Athletes Unlimited, for sure. It'll be very cool.
Walk with silence there, Joe. Where are you going
to
be?
I've been told to let Chase speak and not interrupt anymore. So. I'm tired
coming through.
Right, I'm tired of getting my lashes after the show, so I'm like, I just wait till he's done.
I'll see you guys at Globetrotters either tonight in Clarksville or the doubleheader tomorrow at Bridgestone Arena. Basketball all around us. Let's go.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Sean Henry, the CEO of the Nashville Predators, joining us here on the program. Coming up next, your chance to win Incubus tickets before you can buy them. They go on sale in about 10 minutes, but you're going to get them a few minutes before. We'll do that next. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game.